Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 193, recorded on Thursday, August 2nd, 2018, and part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge for 2018. And as part of the Dog Days Challenge for 2018, it's not required to have a theme, but hey, having a theme, trust me, when you're trying to do an entire month's worth of podcasts every day for an entire month, it helps to have a theme. I've done this with a theme. I've done it without a theme. I suck at both of them, but it's a little easier with a theme. So I'm working with a theme this year. I was thinking through it during the day today, and I came up with, I think, what should be a pretty good theme for me and for us, technically, because it'll help. It'll work for both me and Charlotte, who, like I said, is going to guest a podcast. Or guest on the podcast this month. I think what we're going to, and it's not an absolute theme. There will certainly be days that I just sit and ramble about what happened, because A, I'm really good at that, and B, that's part of the challenge, in my opinion. Almost everyone, except for the very hardcoreest of theme people, I'm talking to you, Dave Slusher. Almost everybody has those days where they just ramble and say, it's 10 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock, it's 11:15, and I need to ramble to get this podcast out. So that always happens. But having a theme helps. I'll grant you that. What I've decided on the theme for this year is board games, which I have no idea why I didn't come up with this before, because Charlotte and I have a lot of board games. Like, I just counted one of the sets of board games, one of the areas where we have them set up. There's like 85 there. And we have some bookshelves in the other room that have at least 2/3, probably another 60. So I'm 120, 140, something like that. I mean, we're not like the board game champions of the world by any means. I know that. But we have a lot of board games. We have a lot of the, we went through kind of a phase where we were really interested in the highest ranked board games on Board Game Geek, which is, if you're a board game nerd, that is a place that you go to like find out where the board games that are board game badass are. It's a boardgamegeek.com. It's a great website. And so there was a period of time where we were collecting board games out of the top 20 games of Board Game Geek. And so we'll be talking about them, and I think we'll talk about them in a couple of different ways. During the episodes that Charlotte is able to guest with me, I think what we're going to talk about are board games that are specific to two player or are playable with two player. And that sounds like, hey, that's anything, but it's not. The modern board game genre, world, whatever you want to call it, for the most part, there are exceptions, and I will make a notable one here in just a second. Those games tend to either, many of them, Settlers of Catan, which many people will, probably one of the most well-known of the modern Euro games type games. Settlers of Catan starts with three. It's three to four, I think, with the base game. 5 to 6 with an expansion. I don't know off the top of my head. We have the base game. We don't have the expansion. But so you can't play it with two people. Cannot play it with two people. And there are so there are many games that are well known if you're a board gamer type person that are super fun. And I've played many of them, but you can't play them with two people. problem is that Charlotte and I live near Charlotte, but not super near Charlotte. Charlotte, my wife and I, live near but not super near Charlotte, the city. We live in the suburbs, but the way extended exurbs, I guess, if you were going to use the specific term. And so it's difficult. There are some board game clubs, things like that, that are in Charlotte that we could go to periodically. But A, they're way far away at this point, and B, you know, part of the reason that Charlotte is not actually in the dog days this year is because of our granddaughter. Not in a negative sense. She is awesome. We love her. She may very well guest on this podcast as well, but she takes up a lot of time between all the stuff that's going on. So we don't have a huge amount of time over, you know, this year, next year, right now, right at this particular point in time, to run into Charlotte on a Saturday night and be able to play games with random people with a meetup group of board game folks. We know some of them. We have even played games with some of them at some times, but it's just not something that's like able to be in our wheelhouse right now, which is unfortunate because we both like board games a lot. But we do have board games. We have board games that are we have board games that are optimal for more than two players, but have two player rules. We have board games that are arguably, it's two player or more players, you know, 2 to 5, 2 to 4, whatever. And it doesn't really matter. And then we actually have some games that are specifically set for two player. I'll go ahead and give a teaser on this. Probably the premier of those is Twilight Struggle, which is no longer the number one game on board, like literally the number one game on Board Game Geek, but it was for years and years and years. And in my opinion, it still should be, because I have a super soft spot for that game, but it's also a very deep and very interesting game. It's a hardcore two-player. Of the two-player games, there's no contest. There's no two-player game that comes anywhere close to it. But it literally was for years the top, not only strategy game on BoardGameGeek, but the top game on BoardGameGeek. And it will definitely come up in our discussions because it's an awesome game. It is amazing. And we do play it. So for the theme, when Charlotte is guesting on the podcast, we'll talk about either solely two-player games or games that have a two-player component. And sometimes there'll be games that have a two-player component that, A, you can play it two-player, you can play it three-player, you can play it four-player. Honestly, there are not a huge amount of those, but there are some. And then we'll talk about games that you can play them two-player, or you can play them three-player, four-player, five-player, but it's a really different game when you play it two-player. And that happens a lot, because games are generally designed around the 3 to 4 player, 3 to 5, but really 3 to 4, I would say, player range. Unless you're trying to go for a absolutist two-player game, again, like Twilight Struggle is a good example of that. So when Charlotte's on, that's what we're going to talk about, games. Not only games in that genre, and games that we have played together. And we have plenty of them. So that's what we'll do. And when I am hosting on my own, and I'm talking about this, because I'll do plenty of rambling, pretty much like I'm doing today, but I'll do plenty of rambling. What I will do is either solo games, of which I have a few, not a huge amount, but I have some really interesting ones. So I'll do some solo games, either games that are required to be solo or games that have a solo option where you play. When I say a solo game, the way it is there are mini games where in effect, your opponent is call it for what it is, a robot. Your opponent is an automaton that plays by rules that are established by the game. So he has to play the way he has to play. Those games are usually not optimal because, you know, you can eventually game your way around those rules that your opponent plays, but they can still be interesting. And I have a number of games that have solo components, and then I have other games that are actually literally solo games. So we can talk about those. And then I also, my other option would be games that are more than two player, usually games that, and that Charlotte has either only played to a limited extent, or in some instances I've never played because I played them at the Geek Fest. I think I've talked about this before. I have this, I used to say it was monthly, but it's seasonally and actually maybe a couple times a year now. Some of my best friends and I, guy friends, end up hanging out at one guy's house outside of Atlanta, and we smoke cigars and talk crap about the world and shoot firecrackers off and do generally silly stuff. And at some point, sometimes either play board games or role-playing games. Depends on how late it gets before we get tired, you know, before we get tired. But we do play a fairly large number of role-playing games, and there are usually at least four of us, sometimes five or six of us. And so you're playing a larger group of people. And so in some instances, that would be games that would even fall into the category that Charlotte and I would talk about, but we could talk about the differences between them when you play them with two people and when you play them with four people or five people or six people. So anyway, so that's going to be, I think, my theme for the year. And the cool thing about this is that I have, instead of having an episode zero where I used up all my meta information before August already started, I have spent the first two nights and still talked about meta stuff. And so I only have, well, I was going to say 28, but it's 29 days. But at the last episode's easy because it's on Friday. It's Dragon Con. I'll be at Dragon Con. I'll be with all the Charlotte and I'll be with all the other people. So the last episode will be easy. So I've successfully stretched what some people used in their episode zero out into both my episodes one and two. So you should consider me sneakily clever. Like Loki, let's just say. Anyway, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. If you'd like to email me, it's kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My URL. Jeez. My URL is, I have not done this in so long. This is terrible. My website, there you go, my home URL. I don't know what that meant. My website is kenzoid.com. That's kenzoid.com. I am Kenzoid on Twitter. I am ken.kennedy on Facebook. I don't remember what it is on Google+, but if you look up Ken Kennedy on Google+, you're going to find me, especially if you throw in the Kenzoid. And my podcast is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you again tomorrow. Tomorrow should be the, I think tomorrow should be one of the first reviews. I think I know which game we're going to do, and it's pretty fun. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you then.